This Chazara Zechinish Baruch Chesach Shvagim Rabbi Yehudim Tzachat Zegit and Daf Samach Hei. Zuck the Mishnah, if a Katana told the Shliach accept the get for me, she's not divorced until the get reaches her own hand. Therefore, if the husband wants to retract the get, he can do so until it reaches the girl's hand. This is all because a Katana doesn't have the ability to appoint the Shliach. However, if her father told the Shliach accept my daughter's get for her, the husband would not be able to retract the get once it was received by the Shliach. Zuck the Mishnah Vayit, if a man tells the Shliach, give this get to my wife in a particular place, and he went and gave it to her somewhere else, it's possible. If the husband had told him, give this get to my wife, who can be found in this particular place, and the shliach then went and gave it to her in a different place, the get would be kosher. If a woman told the shliach, accept my get from you in a particular place, and the shliach accepted a get somewhere else, it's possible. But Lazar said the get is valid even in that case. If the woman told the shliach, bring me my get from a particular place, and he brought it from a different place, the get is kosher. Why is the Lazar only arguing in the case of the woman, but not in the case of the man? And for the Gemara, regarding a man who chooses to divorce his wife, he means to be particular, and if his instruction is not followed, the get therefore is possible. However, regarding a woman, since she can be divorced against her will, when she gives such an instruction, we take it as if she's telling the shliach where you can expect to find the get for acceptance, but not that she's particular and that it must be done in that particular place. Zok the Mishnah, if the wife of a kohen told the shliach, bring me my get, she can continue eating truma until the get reaches her hand. However, if she told the shliach, accept the get for me, she has to stop eating truma immediately. If she told the shliach, accept my get for me in a particular place, she can continue eating truma for as long as it takes to get, for the get and the shliach to make it to that particular place. But as I said, she becomes also to eat truma immediately. For that, it seems that Tanakama would hold that although the shliach accepted the get in a place other than the one instructed by the woman, it would be a get once he then brought it to the place as instructed. However, in the previous Mishnah, he said it would be puzzle in that case. Marcel, our Mishnah is talking about where she told the shliach, go and accept the get wherever you find my husband to be. But I don't want it to be affected until you reach this particular place. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Elazar oyser miyad. For Gemara, it's obvious because in the last Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar already said that she only means to point out where the husband is and not to set the place as a place to make it effective. So what's the Mishnah over here teaching? And for the Gemara, it was necessary to teach in a case where she told him that her husband is to the east and the shliach went to the west. We would have thought that in that case, she could continue eating truma. The Mishnah therefore teaches that since it's possible that the husband met the shliach before he left the town, she has to stop eating truma immediately. In fact, if a person instructs the shliach to make an error for him using dates and the shliach instead uses figs or vice versa, one b'risa says it's a valid eruv, the other b'risa says it's not a valid eruv. The rabbi explains that the b'risa that says it's possible follows the rabbanon of our Mishnah, who say that an instruction must be followed because it's sincerely meant. The b'risa that says it's valid follows Rabbi Elazar, who says that an instruction is meant to be helpful but not something that has to be done. Rabbi Yosef, another teretz, he said both b'risa follow the rabbanon. The b'risa that says it's valid is where the shliach used other fruit of the principal. The b'risa that says it's possible discussing where he used someone else's fruit and therefore must be done with the fruit specified. Abai asked, if someone told the shliach to make an eruv in a tower, and he instead went and made it in a dovecote, or vice versa, there's one b'risa that says it's valid, the other b'risa says it's possible. What distinction of his own fruit, like we made regarding the list, two b'risas, you can't make that distinction over here with regard to the dovecote or the tower. Mar said that the case could be where he meant the fruits of the towers or the fruits of the dovecote, and then you can use the same answer as the one given before. If you use his own fruit and a chanami, it's okay, even if you use a different one. But if you use someone else's, you have to use the one specified. Zuck the Mishnah, if a man says, write a get and give it to my wife, or he said divorce, or he said, write a letter and give it to her, the people may write again and give it to her. However, if the husband told them, release her, or provide for her, or do it for her as is customary, or do for her as is befitting, his words are meaningless. The Gemara says, a bride says, if a husband told someone, send her away, abandon her, banish her, the get should be written and given to her. However, if he tells them, release her, provide for her, or do as is customary for her, or do as is befitting for her, his words are meaningless. A bride says, Rav Nosson says, if he said, patruha, a get should be written, but if he said, pitruha, his words are meaningless. Rav explained, Rav Nosson was from Bavel, and in Aramaic, the word pitruha refers to debts, not for divorce. So what if the husband says, take her out, or leave her, or permit her, or let her be, or help her, or do with her as the law requires? What's the story in all the, if he says any of those cases? Mar said we can answer one of them because the b'risa says do with her as the law requires is actually a meaningless statement. So at least regarding that, we can give an answer. Zuck the next Mishnah. Initially, they said that if someone is going out to be executed by the government, and he says, write a get for my wife, it should be written and given over to her. They later said that the same halacha applies to someone who's going off to sea or going out in the caravan. Rav Shimon Chazuri says it also applies to someone who is dangerously ill. Mar says that Gneva was being taken to be executed, and he said, give 400 zuz to Rav Avina from my wine in the harpanya. Rav Zera said Rav Avina should go get the money and then go to Rav Huna, his rabbi, for halachic support, because Rav Huna holds that a gift is like a get. Just as if he were to get free he could take back the gift. So too, if he be able to, so too would be the same with the get. And also, just like by a get, it's given even if he only says write it and doesn't say give it. So too, the gift should be given even if he only said give it and didn't say be coin it. Rabbi asked, if they're really treated the same, then just as a gift can be given after death, also the same thing should be a get should also be able to be given after death. And yet we know that's not the halacha. Whereas a get can't take effect after death because at that point he's no longer a husband. That's why it's a different. You can't compare regarding that prat. Rabbi Abba actually meant to ask as follows. Geniva only gave away some of his property, and the halacha is that a person facing death who gives away less than all of his possessions can only do so with a kinyan, and no kinyan was done over here. And for the Gemara, that's true for someone who is sick and facing death, because there is a chance that he'll get better. However, someone who is going to be executed and has no chance to be saved, therefore he need not make a kinyan even in this case. If so, what was Rabbi Abba's question? Mar said he meant to ask that Geniva made a meaningless statement, because he said, take money from the wine. He didn't say take the wine or take the proceeds from the wine. Take money from the wine. Rav Huna held this language was meant to give Rav Huna a lien on the wine. And Eretz Yisrael, they agreed with the understanding of Rav Huna.